Now I would like for you to turn with me today, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. And now, look at verse 8 with me. Whom, having not seen. Now the last word of verse 7 is Jesus Christ. He's talking about the glory that Jesus will receive from the suffering of the saint of God who holds fast to the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 7. Now, a Christian, a born-again child of God that is not pleased with Jesus getting all of the glory is a Christian who really needs a good spanking from God. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, I mean if you're truly born again and all you're interested in is building up yourself, all you're interested in is making a name for yourself, then I would have you to know that you absolutely are you're a very disobedient Christian. You don't love God like you ought to. There's something drastically wrong with you if you are not satisfied with Jesus getting the glory for what God does through you in the work of the Lord. Then he says, Jesus Christ, whom, that's Jesus, having not seen, ye love. Now, you see, the trial of your faith. We take Jesus Christ by faith. We have not seen him, and we will not see him until we meet him in the air. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I mean that no one, since Jesus Christ ascended back to the Father, with the exception, perhaps, of the Apostle Paul, and I do not know the form in which Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus. I know it was a great light, and he knew that it was Jesus Christ. But you, since the Bible has been written, you are to believe the Bible and trust it, and you are not to trust in visions and dreams and appearances, so-called, of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, Jesus has never stood at the front of anybody, at the foot of anybody's bed, 9 feet tall. Jesus has never stood at the foot of your bed. Angels do not stand at the foot of your bed and give you instructions. If you want instructions, you get them from the Word of God. In fact, if you have to wait for an angel to come down and tell you the direction that you ought to go in, then you're just plain lazy and will not read and get what you need to get from what God says in the Bible. Now, I know that sounds a little bit mean, but I'm making it mean enough so that you will be shaken enough to realize that God speaks to us through the Word of God. And that's the way he speaks to his people. And during this church age, after the completion of the Bible, there is no need for any miracle to prove to us that somebody is preaching the Bible. We've got the Bible to prove to us whether or not they're preaching the Bible. Just read it for yourself. That's the problem with most Christians, and I hate to say it in such an abrupt manner, but the problem with most Christians today is they're just plain too lazy to read the Bible. They'd rather read a love story magazine. They'd rather watch a soap opera program on the television in the afternoon. They'd rather see some sort of a ball game. There's nothing wrong with, I guess, seeing a ball game, but they'd rather do that than read the Word of God. And they're just plain too lazy. You say, well, I don't have time. I have to work. Well, you have other time that you're not working 24 hours a day. You have some time you could afford to lose a little sleep, maybe, to read the Bible and study it for yourself. In whom, having not seen, ye love. Now, we're saved by faith. We haven't seen the Lord Jesus Christ, but yet we love him. In whom, in Christ, though now you see him not, you're not seeing him now. That ought to take care of all of the visions of Jesus that people talk about today. Some of the most foolish things that you will ever hear is people saying that they've seen Jesus face to face. And now Jesus told them that they're to go do this or they're to go do that. He's never done such a thing since the finish and the completion of the Bible. Now he says, though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice. Now that's where your rejoicing comes in, when you believe. Whenever you see him, that's not an occasion for rejoicing, according to Peter. Just seeing him would not be an occasion for rejoicing. In fact, to be very frank with you, I think if some image appeared before me and began to talk to me, unless I was absolutely sure immediately at the moment that it was the Lord Jesus Christ or an angel from heaven, you know, the devil has his angels too, remember that. I think I would be frightened. I think I would be frightened instead of joy. But he says, because you have not seen him, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You rejoice with joy that is absolutely unspeakable. You just absolutely do not and are not able to tell the joy that's in your heart because of your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, all of this is ours in the midst of tribulation and trial because of our faith. Now, we don't have the promise that if we act up, if we are ignorant and foolish and stupid and do stupid things and don't follow the scripture and go off on some sort of a doctrinal tangent and we are persecuted for that, we do not have the promise of God that he is going to encourage us and that he is going to get glory to his name out of it. He says it's because of our believing and because of the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, whom we have not seen. Now, let's read that one more time. Yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable. That's where your joy comes from, Christian. That's where your joy comes from. Listen, you do not get joy just when things are going good. You do not get joy just when people are bragging on you. You do not get the joy of the Lord in your heart just when you are being real effective in the work of God. You get the joy unspeakable and full of glory when you're going through trials and temptation because you have taken a stand for God and for the Bible. So now if you want real joy, that verse tells you how to get it. And I would encourage you to listen to what God has to say instead of listening to what some so-called Christian psychologist has to say or some so-called Christian psychiatrist or some so-called seminar speaker has to say. You listen to the Word of God and you'll be much, much better off.